Hello, and welcome to Community Conversations. These are pre-recorded interviews brought to you each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. on KRFY. Because of ongoing concerns about the COVID pandemic, we are not able to be in the studio doing live broadcast interviews right now. But we are still dedicated to recording and bringing to you topics of local and current interest, highlighting voices from our community. For Community Conversations, we are using phones and web-based technology so that participants can be recorded remotely. Please bear with us if there are any gaps or hiccups that might be caused by a slow or unstable phone or internet connection. Also, keep in mind that because these interviews are recorded, information may change between the time of this recording and the time that you hear it broadcast. Thank you for joining us for today's Community Conversation on KRFY 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. Now grab a cup of coffee, sit back and enjoy some more of Adventure Number 8 by Jim Chappelle, and then we'll get on with today's show. We are delighted today to have with us perennial guests from the Idaho Trails Association, the president of Idaho Trails Association, Tom Dabrowski. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Phil.
And Britta Meyerly, the deputy executive director of the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness. Good morning, Britta.
Good morning, Phil.
And new to the show and to the Friends of Scotchman Peaks, but long time in our community, is Autumn Lear, the new program coordinator for the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness. Good morning, Autumn.
Good morning, Phil.
And if you haven't guessed it by now, we're going to be talking about all things trails and what's coming up this summer. And so we've heard a little bit from each other, so you recognize their voices. Let's get just a briefest bit of background about what your role is with your organization, what your organization does. Your 30-second elevator pitch, if you will. We'll start again with Tom.
Okay.
Thank you, Phil. The Idaho Trails Association was formed 10 years ago, and we have a single focus, and that is to help maintain non-motorized hiking trails all over the state of Idaho. And somebody on this radio show talked me into joining ITA a number of years ago, and then talked me into being willing to be president of the board. So I'm a volunteer and go out and work on trails and then help to move ITA forward to help us grow so that we can do more trails every year.
And that someone that convinced you to be on Idaho Trails wasn't me, Tom, but you convinced me to volunteer with Idaho Trails. So I guess we know who convinced you. Britta, tell us briefly about you and your experience with Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness.
Thanks, Julie. We do know some good arm twisters around here. So my name's Britta Meyerly. I'm the Deputy Executive Director with Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness. I've been with the Friends just over 4 years. We are an organization that has a goal of a Scotchman Peaks Wilderness area coming to fruition in Idaho and Montana. Right now it's recommended as wilderness, and we are excited for it to become wilderness someday. We do a lot of stewardship work while we are working towards wilderness designation, and hope to continue that after the area becomes wilderness as well. So I'm not going to steal Autumn's thunder. I'll let her talk more about the stewardship work we do in a little bit.
Very good. And the person that we've been waiting to hear from, who's new to KRFY Morning Show, is Autumn Lear. Autumn, tell us a little more about yourself than these two characters have a minute ago, and let us know how you came to be working here with Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I am the new program coordinator for Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness, and I'm organizing new programs, and I oversee the trails, the ambassadors, and the winter tracks programs at Friends of Scotchman Peaks. So I grew up in Idaho, and I've always been passionate about preserving wild places, which is what led me to study ecology and conservation biology at the University of Idaho. And I've just been slowly working towards a career in that, and I'm so excited and lucky to be here. I've been a teacher in the past, and I have worked for various youth conservation and Forest Service trail crews for almost 20 years. And trail work has really allowed me to the opportunity to access some of the most remote country. And it just has made me realize that we need more outdoor educational outlets for our youth. And so I'm excited to be here and get kids outside and volunteers outside.
You have quite a background in this. Tell us a little about some of the work you've done in the last few years, especially with youth.
So I have been working out of Stanley, Idaho, in the Sawtooth Wilderness, and we have been taking youth at risk out into the wilderness areas to do some of the trail maintenance that is we've volunteered with the Forest Service. So it's really been a great opportunity to allow children to get outside in the wilderness and find that pride that they always have doing good work and stewardship.
Really good. Autumn, you're going to be working in a similar capacity with Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness, and we're going to be talking about trail projects today. Let's get back to Tom for a moment, and then we'll return to you. Tom, tell us a bit about trail projects with Idaho Trails this year.
We have a bunch, Julie. Some really great ones this year. In all, we have 16 trail projects scheduled for the northern part of Idaho, the Idaho Panhandle National Forest, and in total about 44 projects throughout the state of Idaho. Those projects are either one-day projects, like on National Trails Day here a couple of weeks ago. We did the Mikinik Trail here in Sandpoint. And so we have a bunch of one-day projects. And the idea there is to give people an opportunity to come out on a Saturday and work on a trail, see if they like to do that. And then we have longer projects, week-long types, which are either backpacking projects where you haul all your own stuff in, or we have fully supported projects. Excuse me. And those, we have a horse packer pack the stuff in, or we have an airplane fly it into a backcountry airstrip, or we have a jet boat haul it up to a camp, either in Hell's Canyon or on the Salmon River. And then we also have a cook, and we haul all of your gear and all of the food and a cook in. And so we ask people to work during the day, and then we feed them really well in the evening and have fun at night and start over next day. So the kinds of projects that we're doing up here in the north, we had Mikinik, and then this past, when this show is aired, it will have been this past Saturday, we did the East Fork of Boulder Creek. On July 6th, We'll have a week-long project in the upper end of Long Canyon here in northern Idaho. That's the wildest canyon left in northern Idaho. And then we will have a series of week-longs. We'll have one in Hell's Canyon, a second one to go in and do some work in the Seven Devils. We'll be in the Sawtooth Wilderness. We'll be in the White Clouds and in the Gospel Hump Wilderness. So lots of trips, some easy, some harder. There's something for everyone. So we're looking for volunteers to go out and help maintain Idaho's non-motorized hiking trails.
There is so much work to do every year, and especially it seems this summer with big wind events in March and big wind events last fall we've forgotten about because of the big wind events in March. The trails need a lot of love and care. It's great to hear you have such a broad portfolio. And especially with so many things being canceled and not happening because of the pandemic, it's especially heartening to be able to hear about projects that are going forward. Tell us a little bit about how the pandemic crisis has impacted your planning for the projects and the way that you're approaching the season.
What happened is we had to cancel one of our early projects at English Point down near Hayden Lake, because at that time no one knew just how to deal with this sort of thing. But we've been working with the public health officials, we've been working with the Wilderness Medicine Institute and other organizations, other volunteer organizations, to come up with a COVID plan that basically minimizes the risk of transmission of the virus from one volunteer to another. And so we've got the plans put together, and I'm really happy to say that here in the northern zone, the Idaho Panhandle National Forest, they've allowed us to go back to work. And what it means, Phil, is that we have to implement some really simple things, like no carpooling. We don't want people sharing cars. We maintain social distancing, which for us is actually pretty easy because we have traditionally told people we want them to work 10 feet apart. And the reason for that is when you have a civilian like myself who's not used to doing this sort of thing, swinging a big sharp Pulaski, we want to have the other volunteers far enough away that no one gets injured. So our social distancing on the trail is 10 feet other than the traditional 6 feet. We tell people not to share tools. So if you have to change a tool, we sanitize the tool before we pass it from one person to another. And we used to give goodies to the volunteers, nice cookies and brownies and granola bars and that kind of thing. Well, we don't do that anymore either. So just again, we've used the CDC guidance and the guidance from other health officials to minimize the risk of the transmission. And when we put all of that together in a plan, the Forest Service looked at it and they said, "Look, yep, looks pretty good to us. We're going to let you go to work."
You know, Tom, it seems to me that in a summer like this, where many travel plans and vacation plans have been canceled for people, there might be an opportunity for Idaho Trails to have more helpers on these projects. For myself, I have canceled more than one trip that would have gone out of Idaho, would have been out of state, and now I'm hanging around in the state this summer. Are you finding that to be true as you're reopening the trail projects?
Yeah, you know, what we're actually finding is we are getting a good number of volunteers, and we're getting quite a few people from out of state that are trying to sign up. And we have a questionnaire that all the volunteers have to answer. And one of the questions is, do you live in or have you passed through an area with high COVID incidence? And we've just had to tell some people who do live in another state in a hot spot, if you will, that no, they were not eligible to come on the trip. So So we've had to turn some people down, but we are getting, Julie, some really positive response. I think that there's a pent-up demand after people were in their homes and were asked to not travel and to stay nearby. I have a lot of people saying, when we worked on the Mikinic Trail, people saying, I'm so glad to get out and be able to see some other people from 10 feet away, but get to do something. The other thing that's really gratifying about this trail work is at the end of the day, when you go back down that trail, you can look at it and you can say, wow, look at what we got done. So you have a really good sense of gratification at the end of the day, even more at the end of a week-long trip. The other thing we tell people is we have a lot of fun. And so come on out, and not only is it healthy, and not only does it get you outside and you get to meet some other like-minded people, but it's also fun. So
it's a great segue into the burning question on so many listeners' minds right now. How do I sign up?
Great question, Phil. What you do is you go to our website, which is Idaho Trails, plural, idahotrailsassociation.org. And when you get to the website, you'll see a toolbar at the top, and there's a bunch of the usual stuff about who are we and all that. There's one tab that says volunteer. Click on volunteer, and then you'll go down, and there will be several different categories. One of them says trail maintenance. Another one says monitoring, and another says youth programs. But click on trail maintenance, and then you'll see the entire list of 40 to 44 projects. Pick one or more that you like and click on the details, and then you fill out a questionnaire and you say, yep, you've gone through the COVID questions and you answered no to all of those, and then you can come on the trip. And by the way, the trips that are just one day, they don't cost anything. ITA provides all the tools. We provide some COVID supplies. We provide any hard hats. We ask people to bring their own gloves and safety glasses, and stout footwear, long pants, long sleeve shirt, that sort of thing. But we provide the tools and we provide training. And so if you've never done this before, that's fine. We love to train new folks and show them how to do it right. But Idaho
really good, Tom.
.org.
Okay. Good. And we're going to circle back to Autumn with Friends of Scotchman Peaks. And Tom, the Idaho Trails Association projects are all over the state, but of course Autumn's will be focused in the Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness. Autumn, tell us about what's planned there.
Okay, so this summer is a little different. We have delayed all our programs until July, and we have also canceled our multi-day trips. So we're taking it a safe road to our trail season.
Okay, and tell us what we might look forward to that's safe and happening.
So we have our programs starting up in July, and they will our trail program starts July 11th with our training day, and we'll have a group of people depending on how many people sign up, and we'll take them out and have them do some trail work and some saw work, and then they'll be ready for the work that needs to be done on our trails. We have 13 trails that we'll work on this summer. One of them is Goat Mountain Trail, and it's a beautiful view. And then we have the Ross Creek Cedars, which is a beautiful area in Idaho. We have our ambassador program starting up for holidays and weekends, and it's really a program for helping to educate the public about living in goat habitat and maintaining a distance from goats.
Yeah. And in previous years, there's been some major reconstruction work on trails in Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness, proposed wilderness area. Are there going to be any major construction projects this year?
We have a reroute that's planned on the Ross Creek Trail. That will be a two-day project. And then we'll be doing some tread work on Goat Mountain Trail, which is a trail that we've worked on a lot in the past.
Okay. Tell me about Adopt-A-Trail and then the family hike.
So we have implemented a couple of new programs because of the COVID pandemic. We thought it would be a good idea if we offered a way for people to go for a hike and take a couple tools and do some light trail maintenance, some clearing, and then when they get back, report to us if there's some more major work that needs to be done. And that way we can get some of these trails cleared and they can take the tools for that volunteer session that over about 2 weeks, they can, you know, check out tools and then they'll be responsible for sanitizing. And then when they come back, we'll re-sanitize everything. And then we have a new, summer program for families that would like to get out and do some outdoor education. We're going to have volunteers come and maintain a station on outdoor education, such as topics like tree ID, native plants, invasive plants, and even mountain goats. And that way they stay as a family unit and they just walk along a trail and enjoy the outdoors while they're getting some entertainment and education.
Cool. You probably heard my dog Dexter approving of that. I wonder if he can be part of the family hike.
I'm sure.
So Autumn, describe for the listeners some of the steps that the Friends are taking to work during this time of the COVID pandemic.
So we have implemented a health and safety plan, and we are going to be taking precautions to minimize the spread of COVID. We have a questionnaire to fill out before you start a volunteer trip, and just making sure that everyone is staying healthy and social distancing.
Good. We haven't really heard from Britta yet. Britta Meyerly, could you tell us about the regular hike series with Friends of Scotchman Peak?
I'd be happy to. Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness has hike series, group hike series that we offer in the winter and summer primarily. And this year is no different, although we did delay the start of our season until July. We are on the hunt for volunteer hike leaders. All of our hikes are led by volunteers, which helps engage folks more in the Scotchman's and what the Scotchman's can offer by being shown around by someone that is there just because they love the area and they love to hike in it. So it's a really awesome program. If you are interested in leading a hike or even an outdoor education style field trip, say you really know something about native plants and like to talk about that, we would love to give you an opportunity to do that. During the time of COVID, we probably will ask the native plants to be the type you can see from a distance, not the type that people need to crowd around. but you can hop on our website, scotchmanpeaks.org, and under our hikes tab, there's a button called lead a hike, and there's a little form to fill out. We get a little information, and then we get in touch with you and put it up on our website. It's a really fun program and a great way to get out with folks that also love the Scotchmans.
And other upcoming events, such as the State of the Scotchmans and raffles, Sanders County Picnic. What else is happening?
We are dipping our toes back into events. Like Autumn said, we are being a little cautious. And our first in-person event is going to be in Sanders County, Montana. And that will be at the Bull River Campground Pavilion on the 27th of June. And we're going for outside, and we usually do a potluck, and decided this year best not to share food. So the friends will be providing burgers and beer and are asking folks to bring their own side dishes for their family unit. Bring their own chairs, their own utensils and plates, just to help keep the close contact with other folks down a little bit. And our board chair, Doug Farrell, will be on that day to give an update on what's going on with the Scotchmans. So that'll be a fun way to get back out and see some of our Sanders County friends.
So it's like social distancing in your backyard.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's just at a campground pavilion. and you also mentioned the State of the Scotchmans, Julie. This is an event we normally do in late May. Last year we did it in late June, and this year we're doing it on July 1st. We just keep pushing it back a little bit. We looked at a lot of different ways to engage the Friends of Scotchman Peaks community and let them know what the state of the Scotchmans is, and still keep everybody safe and have everyone feel good about it and keep that sense of community. So we decided to do a live streaming event. It's new to us. We're excited for it. And we're trying it a little bit different. So July 1st at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, you can hop on our Facebook page or hopefully our YouTube channel, if I get that to work, and definitely on Crowdcast, and listen to music by Bob Miss the Bus, which is the famous John Hastings and Sandy Compton. We'll be giving away some really, really awesome raffle prizes, which I will talk about in a minute because they deserve their own little section here. And our Volunteer of the Year awards, including our Old Goat, which is going to a very special friend in Montana this year. We're excited about that. We have to stay tuned to find out who that special friend is.
All right, but let's hear about some of the raffle items. That gets us worked up.
It does, and we've already started selling tickets. They just went on sale, and I hadn't even had the form up in the public view yet, and one of ITA's board members bought the first raffle tickets of the session, so that's kind of cool. So we have some awesome gear donated from Six Moon Designs. So big shout out to them and a big thank you. We have a Deschutes bundle tent from Six Moon that is worth $320. It's an ultralight tent that is really versatile. It's a shelter that can be set up as a tent, a tarp, or a net tent. And the bundle includes the Deschutes tarp and the Serenity net tent. And for folks like Phil that are really into backpacking, I'm sure they can tell the benefits of the ultralight shelters. Six Moon is also donating a choice of either a Fusion 50 or a Fusion 65 backpack, which is designed for long distance backpackers. They're super lightweight, and those are valued at just over $200 each, which is a really big deal. And because Six Moons is donating these, they will ship them to whoever is the winner, which is, so it could be anyone from across the country. And we also had Sandpoint's, one of Sandpoint's local bike shops, Syringa Cyclery, donate a couple pairs of panniers. There's an Ortlieb Front Roller City front pannier pair worth $130 and an Ortlieb Backpacker Classic pannier pair worth $200. And I'm not a major cycler, so I did a little research, and Ortlieb is apparently really known for their waterproof panniers. So good for the rainy weather up here in
these feature in our area.
Yeah, exactly. So tickets are on sale now. If you buy them in quantities of three, you get a discount. Because what kind of nonprofit would we be if we didn't encourage you to buy just one more ticket?
And what's the easiest way to get the tickets, Britta?
The easiest way is just to buy them on our website, scotchmanpeaks.org, and click on events, and you'll see State of the Scotchmans right there. Or if you are one of our followers on Facebook, if you aren't, you can become one, and you can find our event, the State of the Scotchmans event there, with a link to the raffle ticket page.
Very good. Well, that's been a great update from Friends of Scotchman Peak. I want to thank both Autumn and Britta for a great update. And Tom, we've got to come back to you and ask you some of the same questions about upcoming events and new and exciting happenings with Idaho Trails Association. Let's start with some events. Any plans for a volunteer appreciation party?
Yes, we are going to have a volunteer appreciation party, and at this point I don't have a clue when, but we're thinking about the end of the summer so we can celebrate the end and another successful season, and we'll do that. The other thing I wanted to mention was we have a new feature called the Trail Reporter. And I want to encourage people to use this. It's actually become very popular, and it's being cited by Idaho Parks and Rec and other organizations. The Forest Service is now using it. And what it is if anyone that's listening to the broadcast, if you go out on a hike, please go to our website, idahotrailsassociation.org. Go to the volunteer button, click on that, and you'll see Trail Reporter. And then go ahead and submit a report and tell us about your hike. What we're interested in is what's the condition of the trail? How many trees across the trail? Is there snow on the trail? Is there a lot of brush on the trail? You also talk about the road getting to the trail. If any of the listeners have ever been to the west side of Chimney Rock, and you know the road up to Ruth Ann is bad and will be even worse this year. Excuse me. So we want people to talk about the road as well. We're getting lots of reports. In fact, we had a contest on National Trails Day. We had a drawing for all those people that submitted a trail report. And we had a local person win a lumbar pack from Gossamer Gear. And so, and we will probably do something like that again. But again, if you submit a report, it lets other people know what that trail was like, what the condition of the trail is. And then the other thing we do then is we use that information to see if there's trails that we should be out working on. This is really working out well.
And I know there's other events we want to talk about, but before we move on from the Trail Reporter, it is such a great tool, and nothing exists in a vacuum, especially when there's great partner organizations that can work collaboratively. And I think Britta wants to weigh in on how she's planning on leveraging, she and Autumn, some of that tool for the Friends.
Thanks, Phil. Yes, so the Friends, are working with the ITA board member that created their Trail Reporter, and we are full on copying it with her help. And we want to be able to have some Scotchman Peak reports out there. We are like so close to being live with it, and I'm cautiously hopeful that we'll, by the time this broadcast, we will be. And as a goal, we want to be able to have people submit to ITA for throughout the entire state and to the Friends for the Scotchmans, and have them appear, have the Scotchmans reports appear not just on our map, but on ITA's as well. Help kind of get the word out about both organizations while also finding out trail conditions. We're looking forward to having a way to collect trail reports for some of the really popular trails like Scotchman Peak. We get a lot of different sources of communication with people asking questions or reporting back on the trail in the spring and the road to it. So it'll be a good way to have all that in one place. So thanks, Tom and ITA, for letting us borrow your really good idea.
So what I would like to say about this tool is that I think it can really be a wonderful tool for encouraging folks not only to report trails and routes to trails that need improvement, but maybe to encourage them to plan to volunteer for one of their favorite areas that needs some work. I would personally be excited to submit work that needs to happen on a favorite trail of mine, and then be able to help organize a day to work on it and have it become a better maintained trail. So hopefully this will help bring more volunteers that are interested in helping out with their favorite trails.
Tom, we didn't mean to take you off topic. There are other activities online as well as upcoming in-person events for ITI, I believe.
Yes, we have a number of online things going on. A number of people have mentioned our board member, Pam Bond, who is Pam is gives the Energizer Bunny a run for his money. Pam is a high energy, very, very helpful young lady who's just, I'm just so happy that she's part of ITA. And she does a thing called the Trail Master Series. And it's basically a training series. If you're not on the webinar, then you can go to YouTube and see the past training sessions. And Pam gets other people, other experts. We had a lady who's a trail runner, and she was talking about how to get in shape for your 100-mile trail run. I think I missed that one, but in any case, we're having an upcoming one with Steve Weston, who's a famous chef in the wild, and they're going to be talking about backcountry cooking. So we have that Trail Master series, and then we also have periodic webinars or webcasts that talk about subjects that might be of interest to people. We had one not too long ago that was people relating some of their experiences in the backcountry, and some of them were humorous. So in any case, we are not yet doing any live events. We'd love to be doing that, but we've decided, as Britta talked, we've decided that we're going to be conservative, and we just don't think that getting 50 people in a bar is the right thing to do yet. And so hopefully that day's coming, but we're not doing those live events yet. So we're having some of the stuff on the web, and then we're really focusing on the field projects so people can get outdoors, get some fresh air, and help maintain our hiking trails.
Very good. So shifting not completely off the topic of what's coming up for the summer for the Friends and for ITA, but again, this work doesn't happen in a vacuum, and the Idaho Department of Rec has a new sticker program. Tom, I know you and ITA have been instrumental in not only following that, but helping the group, the collaborative group that worked on that, put it together. So maybe you'd like to tell us, our listeners, a little bit about it.
Absolutely. This has been a long-term effort on lots of people's parts. I know we attended lots of meetings throughout the state, and I want to commend the director of Idaho Parks and Rec. He's been pursuing this because we have 10,000 miles of non-motorized hiking trails in the state of Idaho, and we don't have enough money to maintain even a fraction of those trails, and so we have to find money someplace. So the new non-motorized trails lead for Idaho Parks and Rec, a fellow by the name of Tom Helmer, has started this new sticker program. And if you buy the sticker, the money goes to a non-motorized trail fund. And so I encourage people, go to Idaho Parks and Rec and buy a sticker. It's cheap and it really helps.
So it's a voluntary, it's not a fee-for-service base, but it is a user-based approach to helping to fund trails.
That's correct. There is no support in the Idaho legislature for anything that can be thought of as a tax or an additional fee. This is purely voluntary, but I would submit to your listeners, if you hike on a trail, you can afford $10 to help contribute to a fund so that we can maintain more of these trails. And if we don't do it, folks, they're going to fall into disrepair and they will be abandoned. Just this Monday, we had the Monday hikers on an abandoned trail that's been abandoned because we didn't have enough money to maintain it.
Well, there might have been enough feet in that group to create something of a trail that day. But
yes, we did.
But yes, the more people can contribute both a little sweat equity, some of their resources, the better off all our trails will be. And that probably brings us to a nice concluding point. If there's any final thoughts, a little bit about the restorative power of trails, or last reminder of how to get in contact with or find out more about some of the events or projects we've mentioned. And Tom, since you're talking, we'll just keep going with you, and then we'll go to Autumn and we'll wrap up with Britta.
Okay, well, thanks again for having us on. IdahoTrailsAssociation.org. That's the website. You can go and you can sign up for projects. And what I can tell you is, if you come out, you'll have fun. You'll meet some really interesting people. And at the end of the day, when you walk down that trail back to the car, you're going to think, wow, look at what I got done. And that's a good feeling. You did something good, and you can see it when you go home.
Very good.
Well said. Thank you. And Autumn, why don't you wrap up your thoughts for us, and we'll finish with Britta.
Okay. So to volunteer with us on our programs, go to scotchmanpeaks.org. You can sign up on our website, or you can email me at autumn@scotchmanpeaks.org. And I just want to say that my favorite trail tool is a Pulaski. It has multiple uses, and there's nothing like doing trail work to relieve stress. And it's one of my favorite things to do. There's fresh air, exercise, and learning a potentially new skill, and you're giving back to your community. So come on out and do some trail work.
Very good. And Britta Meyerly, two tough acts to follow, but I know you can do it.
Thanks, Julie. Yeah, I just encourage people to sign up for trail work, to be a trail ambassador if you enjoy hiking Scotchman Peak, and telling people how to keep mountain goats away from them, and sign up to lead a hike. All the different programs we have, visit our website, scotchmanpeaks.org, Scotchman singular, peaks plural. Those get mixed up sometimes. And thanks for having us on today.
Thank you all for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Our listeners always love trails and learning more about what's happening. And as things develop, if there's something you want to come back on in the future before the end of the season and give us an update on, we can always squeeze in a short segment, even on these new community conversations.
Yes, so we'll wrap it up. We've just been joined by Tom Dabrowski, president of the Idaho Trails Association, Autumn Lear, the new program coordinator for Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness, and Britta Meyerly, deputy executive director of Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness. And for those of you joining us late in the program, this has been KRFY Community Conversations with me, Julie Calamine, and my co-host, Phil Huff, airing outdoor recreation programs here in the time of COVID every Tuesday morning. Thank you for joining us.